Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Favorite Things podcast. You're listening to the highlights episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our Favorite Things podcast. My name is Tessa, and I will be your host for this lovely highlights episode. With me, as usual, is my lovely friend and co-host,
Mofi. Hey guys, what's up? How you doing?
How y'all doing? So if you guys have been keeping up with us over the summer, you'll know that we've been recording our highlights episodes, and we've also been doing our summer series, which is our fave reads. So we have two episodes up now covering Things Fall Apart and Queenie. Queenie's by Candace Carty-Williams, Things Fall Apart by Chinua Achebe, and it's just us not necessarily giving you a review, but just chatting about the books, our thoughts, themes, and all of that good stuff. We have one more book coming out, A Stranger's Pose, so when you're done listening to this episode, catch up with old ones, and yeah. Enjoy. You guys can find us on Twitter and Instagram. We are at Our Fave Pods, and you can also subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Check us out on SoundCloud or wherever else you listen to your podcasts. Before we get into our episode today, we just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge the act of gender-based violence that happened in South Africa recently. A young university student named Uyinene Mukhwetiana was murdered by a postal officer, and it's just really sad news. We're really disheartened, and yeah, we just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge what happened, and
I was going to say, and sexually assaulted as well. I guess on the notes of acknowledging, also noting that this is not only happening in South Africa, although it's prevalent and it is happening on a daily basis in South Africa as well, but also happening in many other African countries, and all over the world. In many indigenous communities, women are murdered, women are harassed, and women are missing, and we hear nothing about it, and the world in many ways continues to be silent. So I guess we're using this moment to acknowledge that, but also just send like rest in so much power. Women are fighting, and we're fighting so that the voices of women don't go unheard, but also that these senseless acts no longer happen to women. So
All right.
Wow.
Mofi, how are you doing?
I'm okay. It's kind of like just like, I guess it's September. Y'all know I love to give you guys like weather updates and just how all of that impacts my life. But it's September. I woke up this morning, I'm like, it's winter. Like, I could have worn like a jacket, but
guys, Mofi's definitely exaggerating. I'm just going to have you know that she's definitely exaggerating.
I'm always cold, I know that, but it's kind of cold. The air just feels different. I actually don't hate it. I don't mind fall kind of weather or air. Mm-hmm. No, not weather, the air in the fall. I kind of quite like it, but just the whole vibes and like... Sorry, but students are back as well. Wow. There's a lot of kids around, but I love kids. I work with students.
If anybody what kind of kids? 20-year-old kids?
They're not kids. They're not kids. They're grown adults who make their own decisions and are very capable to do so as well. But anyway, so that's kind of how I'm feeling. I'm okay. I'm very busy. My summer has been really busy, but this week is exhausting. Today was very, very exhausting. Today being Tuesday. From the long weekend. I guess so. I'm okay. There's so much things happening around that, like it's easy to, I don't know, it's there's just so much shit going on in our world.
Yeah.
In society. Yeah. I don't know about the world, but in society. that is just shitty, and it also impacts well-being and all of that stuff. So yeah, that's kind of how I'm at.
How was your long weekend?
It was good. I was in Ottawa. I went to see my friends in Ottawa. We had a great time. It was a mix of chill. Like, we just chilled and hung out. Mm-hmm. But we also walked and tried to go out one night. And
was it a fail?
Wow. Not to, like, shade Ottawa, but, like, the clubs were empty. Empty. But, like... We went at 11:30, but we left at like maybe 12:30-ish, so maybe it's also the time. But like,
no,
the club should not be empty.
It shouldn't be
11:30 or 12:30 at least. Maybe 11:30 is fine.
I've also had the same experience in Ottawa.
Well, that's true. That's true. And the clubs in Canada are not open until like 5 o'clock, so there's no excuse that everybody should not be out of their homes by midnight. Okay.
I'm good. I'm feeling very happy, very like healthy. it's so incredible how like for granted you take being able to breathe, being able to just fall asleep, not needing to like constantly blow your nose, coughing, all of that, like being able to get out of bed without like your head paining you. Anyway, y'all, if you can't tell from all of this, I was sick over the weekend. It was really bad. It was just the common cold, but it always gets me like really badly. Like, it makes me super exhausted, and anyway, it's just a terrible thing. That was how I spent my long weekend, Sha. But besides that, I'm good. I am not too busy at work, so that's good. Okay, so what do we have for today? We have no chit chat. Highlights. We're gonna share our highlights.
That was abrupt. That was so abrupt.
I was like, nothing else exciting is happening in my life. Let's get into the episode.
Wow. Yes. We have all of those things.
Yes.
I guess we, Tessa on one end said, this summer we've been busy, we've been doing highlights. And I'm like, I don't know, are you lying to the people? Because highlights have been like sparse.
They've had like 3.
Over the summer? Okay, that's not too bad. Okay, but the new segment that we introduced is Mofi Rants. Mm-hmm. And
yes,
I actually don't know, because typically sometimes I come into them and I know what I want to rant about because I've been pissed. Right now I'm in a slightly different mood, but it might take off, so y'all bear with me. But okay. I'm just really, 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 really tired.
Really.
I'm just really tired of toxic ass parenting.
Masculinity?
Toxic masculinity has its own days, but just really, like, really quickly, I'm just really tired of those types of parenting techniques. They're not helpful. The only people that they help are the parents, because they massage all of the egos and all of the insecurities and all of the bullshit they're trying to project onto people. But the people that have to be on the receiving end of these just terrible behaviors are going through shit because of it.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. And you think you can just go through life hurting people, saying hurtful things to people, ignoring people, not like... Is that how shit works? Yeah.
It's not how it works. And like, honestly, I think... I feel like I've said this on the podcast before, and this is just how passionate I am about it. When you decide to have kids, the same way people enter into marriage counseling, like, you should go into counseling, and not just counseling like for when they're a baby, like for the duration of their lives that they're living inside your house, you guys should go to counseling. Maybe it can like taper off as they get older and you're less involved in their lives, but like also especially during like teenage years, because I feel like a lot of times that's where like a lot of the harm is done. Like, parents need to learn how to parent. Like, you're not qualified to parent because you birthed a kid.
Yes.
I'm honestly. You're really just not. And the amount of harm that parents are doing to their children, whether unwittingly or not, is just too much.
It's too much, and it needs to stop. It's 2019. Yeah. We're in 2019. We're in... It's going to be silly, but like, we're in the future. But we kind of are. It needs to stop. And, like, this is my PSA. Like, I personally am sick. Physically sick.
Yeah.
And tired of this bullshit. So, people need to learn how to parent their children. You need to learn how to listen to your children. You need to learn how to understand what they're saying, and you need to just drop your nonsense. Okay, I'm done, actually, for real now.
No, it's true. I don't know. I can relate, and I agree. Was on Mufi's rant's agenda today?
Yes, actually, I came to rant about parents, but more particularly Nigerian parents. And if by any chance, no, gosh, I shouldn't be wilding.
Y'all, Mofi forgets that, like, our podcast goes out into the internet.
I just get carried away, y'all. I'm just excited. That's it. Nothing serious to see here. We can keep it moving.
Nothing to see here. Kind of a complete left field from this is, I saw something on Twitter today, and it was, like, people looking up, like, the roots, like, the origin of certain words.
Okay.
And I just thought it would be interesting to, like, go and look up some of the words that you use in everyday English. And, like, some of them will make sense. Their root words will make sense. But some of them is, like, how did that word turn into the English word? Yeah, anyway, that's just my nerdy insert for the day, guys.
Wow, is this about to become a thing? Because, like, I was like, where are we going with this? Is TSA, like, did you come up with games? Like,
no, I wish... Oh my god, good idea, Mofi. I'm noting it. Maybe we should do that.
So this was...
You should write down... Yes, that's good. I'm going to take that down for next time.
This was purely an FYI type of situation.
Yeah. Purely FYI. I just found it interesting. Cool. But now I'm going to turn it into a game. So yeah, stay tuned for that. Nice. Okay, so I guess we can kick off our highlights then, right, Mofi?
Just give me 1 second. Okay, yes, I'm ready. Sorry, y'all. I'm just trying to pull up my highlights at the same time. And I guess one of the things I want to talk about is just the fabulous of summer that is Lizzo's summer. Like, this summer is, like, it's all about Lizzo. She's killing it. In her performances, like, in her live performances, she's killing it on the charts. I was just seeing before we started recording this podcast that Truth Hurts, I believe, is number one on Billboard's top 100 or 200 charts. Yeah, so she's number one. 200. She's number one on Billboard, which is fantastic, because Lizzo is just, like, she's I don't know, I feel like we've talked about her on the podcast before.
We have.
But I think she says it, that this win, I was reading her tweet as well, she was saying this win is for everybody, or people that we've not been seen, especially when you see she's a black woman, a big black woman, putting all of herself out there, and we don't see people like this on our screen. So,
Yeah, I stand. Honestly, I stand. I was so happy when I saw that she was number one. Also because, like, Truth Hurts did not just come out, you know? Like, that record has been out for a while, and it's been getting a lot of buzz. She's been performing it a lot, and I don't know, man, the validation of her work ethic and just her just makes me so happy. Shout out to Lizzo.
Y'all should listen to Lizzo's whole album. I think I've been trying to get Tessa to do this, and I don't even know if she's done this yet. But...
Wait, what? Why are you dragging me?
I'm dragging you. You deserve to be dragged right now. But Lizzo...
If I tell you I've listened to the whole album now, what will you do?
Have you really?
I haven't.
Exactly! Wow.
That's not the point.
Guys, I'm glad you can hear this. I'm glad this is being recorded right now.
Carry on, Mophie. Carry on.
Lizzo's album, it came out this year, is called 'Cause I Love You, which is where all of the amazing singles, well, not all, some of the amazing singles come from. Yeah, not all, actually. But anyways, I think people should listen to it. It's really fantastic. She's so eclectic. Like, her sound is, you know, it's a little song, but it's also very different in many ways. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's just what I'll leave you guys with.
Yeah. I love her. Man, this is just a year. I mean, every year should be it, but just, I'm just loving all the unapologetic, just black womanness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Speak on that.
That's the tweet.
Yes. Art retweet. speaking of, I guess my next highlight is not a black woman, but I know we talked about this person recently, but Burna Boy is also another highlight of mine.
Highlight of yours, yeah.
I've been listening to Burna's African Giant album legit since it came out. Maybe this week, not so much, but I mean, this week just started. It's only Tuesday. I think initially when I listened, so probably when we had our most recent episode, it was great, and there were songs that I liked on it, and I thought it was great. But as I listened more, I at least for me, I began to understand the meanings of a lot of the songs he was singing. But I also, I got so much motivation from that, which in many ways, when I think of, I guess, listening to Nigerian music, I don't really think about it in that way, which is my that's a me problem, not necessarily a them problem. so I'm just taking that on.
Fair enough.
But the messages are so powerful, and... Yeah. Yeah, and to be able to connect with it so deeply is just fantastic. So I'm just still very much standing Burna Boy at this point.
What would you suggest that people listen to if they haven't listened to the album?
Mm-hmm.
Or what song do you think they should give another listen if they listened and they were not really feeling it?
I mean, I feel like everybody likes Collateral Damage, but that was the one that initially I really liked, but I grew to like a lot more. Let's see. Sorry, I'm just trying to open it up now. I think, I don't know, I feel a way that all of the songs I like, a lot of people will like it, but I also think Waiting Mango Do is a really good one that maybe people should listen to. Again,
yeah, that's probably one of my top three on the album.
For me, I was quite slow on Gun Buddy and Omo. I don't even know if that's how he says it, but I forget what it's called.
I think that's it. I forgot. That's definitely it.
I forgot the song for a second, so I was like, I don't know what he was talking about. Those two songs though were my songs that I went back to and I liked, but initially when I listened to it, I was like, okay, yeah, they're great, but... Mm.
Yeah, it's because, I think it's because they kind of, and I've noticed this in the album, there might be three songs that kind of have the same vibe slash the same. Like when you go from African Giant to, I think, Anybody to Waiting Mango Do, they're kind of in the same, house, and then Gun Buddy and Omo in the same, so yeah, you see the deviation, so I think it's easy to see the difference.
That's true. I really like African Giant as well. I think that song is pretty solid.
I love African Giant, man. I play that song I love it.
Yeah. Guys, after I did an interview, I listened to that song more particularly. That was my hype song.
Mm-hmm.
You did a great job. Yeah, I agree with you too.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Burna Boy, and I'm just loving all of the press that's coming out, and I don't even just mean his interviews that he's been doing in the States, but also the things people have been writing. I don't know if you read the Culture Custodian article. I believe that was written by Mayowa, and it was just basically talking about how Burna Boy and Mr. Easy strategy, and that's a really good one. You guys should check it out.
Okay.
I think, I don't know the behind the scenes of what they're doing, but I would agree that, they're both being deliberate, right? They're not just throwing things out there and seeing, and I'm paraphrasing Mayowa, they're not just basically throwing things out there and seeing what will stick.
Right.
they're curating this content intentionally, and it's obvious.
Yeah. Big ups to Mr. Easy as well. That's something that I slept on, and I'm glad that I'm awake, which is the term woke. But I'm glad I can see now, because
Yep. I really appreciate it. Speaking of Mr. Easy, and I know we've gone on a whole music thing here. Have you listened to... I told you to listen to Jill Boy's Baby.
Yes.
I'm bringing up Jill Boy because he's one of Mr. Easy's artists. Have you listened to Beginning?
No. No, not yet.
Oh my God. It's also... It's kind of like... It sounds a little bit... You know, it's the same kind of...
Vibe.
Sound as Baby. Yeah, same kind of vibe. But yeah. Shout out to Mr. Easy, man, because Jill Boy is, he's doing a good job.
I feel like I publicly want to, like just give you respect. I don't know if I've told you this privately. I actually forget. I've been meaning to do it, so I've been waiting for, like, no, I'm this doesn't need to be too emotional. Sorry. Guys, I'm terrible when it comes to emotions, but my... My point being that I remember when you told me to listen to Baby, and I was just like, oh, okay, sure. Like, I mean, the name kind of threw me off. I was like, cool. And I don't think, I'm not sure if I actually really listened to it in that moment. And when I finally listened to it, I was like, wow. I can't believe I disrespected TSN this way. So,
take that.
Public accolade TSN.
Thanks. I don't usually recommend music to people, but, you know, especially Mofi, because this girl, she did used to listen to Nigerian music, so now that she does, I'm like...
Wow, she's calling me out.
Yeah.
Wow, dragged.
Yeah, had to. Public drag.
Thanks, I need it.
But, yeah.
Sorry, I thought I had one more highlight, which I do. But no, I will listen to Joe Boy's Beginning, right?
Yeah. It's just kind of cute.
I'll listen to it. My last highlight, and I've kind of told Tessa about this, but I'm going to share with you guys. Hasan Minhaj's Patriot Act, first of all, just that in itself. I think everybody should check it out.
Yeah.
But.
Agreed.
The past two episodes that he's done, well, I think all his past episodes are great. The ones I kind of more targeted to TSA about were the most recent one on the two sides of Canada and the other one on cruise lines or like
cruise just lines,
the machine and insanity that is cruise lines. It's really insightful. It's really insightful. I never knew these things, obviously, but well, not about Canada, but about the cruise lines especially. Yeah.
I'm going to check them out. Actually, I might watch them both tonight. Please. But I'm very curious about the cruise lines one first. So I'm going to check that one out first.
Yeah. So the Canada Hudson. Well, guys. So excited over here. I love Hassan so much. Like, wow, he's my like man crush every day.
Yeah, I was going to have a crush on him.
Anyways.
Whoa.
I just had to breathe.
Someone get cold water for this one.
The Canada one was also really dope. I mean, Canadian elections are coming up, and it's nice to see Canadian politics being talked about, but also just the fact that Justin Trudeau is not just being talked about as this, like, model type of person. Like, people are critiquing his policies, critiquing his behaviors,
as they should,
all of the things, and it's really nice to see. But I find it to be a good episode. I think people should check it out if you're curious about Canada, if you're living in Canada. Shit's real out here, and it's election season coming up next month in October. We begin to see how this country is going to decide for what it stands, or decide on what it stands for, and what path the people want to take in the next 4 years or whatever.
4 years. And Canada is, Canada is bipartisan, actually, so. Right?
No.
No,
we have a couple of parties, so no. So it kind of makes it a little bit different, but there's still like major parties, the liberals and the conservatives, that are typically going head to head. But we have the NDPs and I guess a few other parties as well.
Mm.
Yeah, but democracy is a failed system, so all these things don't really matter.
Interesting. Huh.
You
think so?
Oh,
okay. We can have that conversation.
Absolutely,
we can have that conversation.
100%. I'll be happy to have that conversation. But yes, that's what I believe. But yeah, I think people should check it out. And if you do, let me know your thoughts and everything.
Yeah, I will bombard you with my thoughts. I'm just letting just letting you know. I think I've linked Patreon Act, not linked, but just written the episode in our show notes. So I might do that for this one. So
yeah,
for the precious few who read the show notes, all the recommendations are usually in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's it for your highlights, huh?
It is.
Okay. Over to me.
Yay.
My first highlight, and can you even, like, I can't believe it's taken me this long to be someone that can say this, but
mm-hmm.
I watched Moonlight over the weekend for the first time. I mean, it didn't come out that long ago, but I feel like everybody who wants to watch it has watched it. And anyway, I loved it. I absolutely, absolutely loved it. I went into it blind. Like, I didn't know what the movie was about before I watched it. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Really? Okay, no wonder. I was expecting a reaction out of you because I just assumed you had seen it. Mophie, you should watch it.
I'm recommending it
to you. It's on Netflix. Okay. You should watch it. You're going to enjoy it. It's quite good. Yeah, it's just a really brief synopsis. Do you want a synopsis?
Tell me.
A really brief synopsis. So it follows the life of this kid, this gay kid in Miami. So he grew up in Miami, you know, around like drugs and drug dealers, kind of in a rough neighborhood of Miami. And it just follows his life into adulthood and kind of, it was, you know, how tumultuous it was. And then, I don't know, just... Yeah, kind of just follows his life, the highs, the lows, and it's a very simple, like, premise. It's a very, like, it's not too complicated, but the acting is so good, the emotions that you just feel, I don't know, it's amazing. I'm not a movie critic, guys, obviously, but I loved it. It was really, really good. I'm not surprised that it won all of the things that it won.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, shout out to Mahershala.
Yes.
Oh, and the boy from When They See Us was that won an Emmy. What's his name? He's in it, too.
Wow.
You know his name because you brought it up, man. You text me his name. Damn it.
I forget.
Okay. Well, he's in it and he's great.
Yeah.
And it's just so much black excellence. Wow, I don't think I... Wow, it's just amazing.
Is it Jaleel Jerome?
Yes. It's him. Yeah, he's in it.
Yeah,
he's great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good. So that was one of my highlights. Cool. I almost, like, when it was done, I almost pressed play.
Wow.
I haven't enjoyed a movie this much in so long, okay. Clearly.
I'm
going
to check it out.
I really loved it. My next highlight is... It's my birthday month!
Yay! Virgo season!
Virgo season! Wow, y'all, if you know how much Mophie has dragged me, for someone, I don't even say Virgo season. Mophie dragged me from being a Virgo. Now, the only person I've heard saying Virgo season is this girl.
I'm trolling you guys, because Virgos are so extra. I've never, like, seen extra for any birthday season as much as I see for this season.
Facts.
Wow.
Facts. A few things about Virgos I don't agree, but, like, we love when it's our birthday, when it's our season. From, like, the end of August to some point in September. Yeah.
Like, no shade. And, wow. But... to my favorite, one of my favorite girls out there, she's listening. No shade to any of your peeps, but
I thought I was your favorite.
I said one of. My point being that this time of the year is not even that great. It's not the best time.
Excuse me.
It's all like Does it exist in your head? No, I'm joking.
Wow, you're rude. September is a great time of the year, Mofi. You can't even lie. It's not that cold, at least if you're on this hemisphere. You know, it's like fall season. You know, I don't know. It's just nice. It's a nice month. The BER months are nice months. Starting
wow.
in September.
Wow, you're so exclusionary that we've come up with BER months. Come get your man.
Oh my god. But anyway, right. So I brought that up not just to like gas up September, y'all. I'm just like, I'm looking forward to celebrating my birthday in like little ways throughout the month.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't told Mofi this, wow. but I'm trying to look for a way to kind of pay it forward, not necessarily that it's about me,
okay.
but to give back in some way.
Okay.
I just don't know how I want to do it yet, but whether that's by giving my time or giving or you know, fundraising with a group of people, I want to be able to like pick an organization, that they're, you know, I believe in their mission and their vision and they're ethical and, you know, use this month as an opportunity to serve them in some way.
Mm.
So, Mofi, if you have suggestions, if you all are listening and you have suggestions, I'm going to be doing some research. It can be more than one because mm-hmm. I can, you know, offer that, like, offer my time/resources in different ways. So,
okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking for my birthday. I'm also looking
Can I plug something real quick?
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's many great stuff out there, but and my friend is doing she's fundraising for her and her group or a group of people are sponsoring a refugee to come live in Ottawa, to resettle in Ottawa. So they're fundraising, they're trying to get funds. So it's on her Instagram and it's Chichi Passi on Instagram and she has the information mm-hmm. of how to donate to that cause.
Okay.
And more information is on her page. But Tess, I'm also plugging it for you. So that's
okay.
That can be one of the ways that and you can talk to her to learn about like her goals, their goals or their mission or whatever they believe in. So
yeah.
Okay. And y'all can hit her up on Instagram as well. And if you live in Ottawa, she's collecting, like, if you have furniture or all of that stuff, or any household items and etc., she's collecting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you should check her out on Instagram as well. Okay.
I'm done plugging. I love that. I'll further plug her in the show notes.
Okay.
Yeah, just in case.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, next thing I'm looking forward to in September is I'm finally going to see my favorite band, musicians, whatever, in concerts. Like, my favorite music of all time is made by this group of people, and they're called Bon Iver, and I'm going to see them in concert next week, and I'm just ready to be overwhelmed with all the feelings. If you listen to Bon Iver, maybe you understand what I'm talking about, maybe you don't, but I love them so much, and I can't wait to just, yeah.
That's so exciting.
I always say that like I'm not a concert person, but then I go to concerts, so I don't really know what that means, and I'm going to stop saying it because if I like an artist, I mean, I think it takes, I have to like really really like you. To be fair, I've really only seen like Burna, and now I'm going to see Bon Iver, right?
Yeah, yeah. But you went to Jidenna's album launch listening,
okay, you know,
thing.
That's different.
Don't shit Jidenna.
Okay, you know what, let's talk about that real quick. To be fair, it was
I was looking for a way to plug this because I needed this in this conversation. Thank goodness.
Okay, that's true. I went to Jidenna's like listening party, but that's one because he held it at like, it was kind of like altar vibes. It was in a roastery, in a coffee like roastery, so that was nice. They gave us like free cold brew coffee. It was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was free, so he just like was like, if you live in Oakland, come early, I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically turned it into a concert. Mm-hmm. He performed his whole album.
I've listened to a few songs on the album. What do you think of the album?
Let me give it a number rating, which is like, I'm going to give it like 6.5, maybe 7. But I thought that some songs I just couldn't see myself playing more than once.
Mm.
Yeah. But there's some that I like, I've played Sufi Woman probably like 20 times. So I really like Sufi Woman.
Okay.
I like Susu. I like, because now Jidenna performed it, I like the, I think it's, is it 85 to Africa? Mm-hmm. One of the songs called 85 to Africa?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that one too, even though I'm not a huge fan of Jidenna rapping. I'm not gonna lie. Well, I'm not a huge fan.
Indeed.
I'm not, but yeah.
I need to get through the episode. I think I said the episode, the, what's called?
Wow. Album? Tell me how you really feel.
Well, the first couple of ones I had listened to, I think is the first song, some of the first few songs on the album. I liked them. Mm-hmm. They were nice to listen to. Yeah. I watched Jidenna on Breakfast Club, and he got me intrigued. I was like, okay, I'm interested in like listening to your music, and because I never really followed him, I guess. So hearing him speak, he had ups and downs. From my perspective, there are things that I was like, okay, yeah, I vibe with this, so I understand your perspective on this. And there are some other things that I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks. Just take this with a grain of salt and just keep it moving. But I find his positionality, I guess, essentially how he's positioning himself, very interesting.
Yeah,
a lot of a lot of artists and when you think of Burna's mom, that statement she made at the Grammy, no. At the BET Awards.
BET Awards.
I was like, Grammy. Yeah. You see me? I'm forward thinking. I'm in the future. Y'all are still here. Okay, cool. but at the BET Awards, when she's talking about, like, remember Africa, and I think a lot of artists are beginning to speak about the continent and I guess trying to link with the diaspora and emphasize how we're all connected and all of those things. So I'm not mad at that being his message as well. And in addition to thinking Pan-Africanism and all of that stuff. So
yeah,
respect, I guess, on some level.
I like that. I mean, Jidenna definitely likes to, you know, be on his soap, his little soapbox, but but, you know, his messaging is not harmful, right? So I'm going to take it. Like, if anything, it's uplifting and it's empowering. So, you know, let's go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I wanted to ask you, seeing as it's your birthday month, I guess, what are some things that you're looking to affirm in as you enter a new year of life? Or things that you're looking for. I prefer things that you're affirming in your new year.
Things I'm affirming. I'm trying to think how I should go with this, like poetic or like his eyes are rolling to the back of my head. No, it's because of how you asked it. But you know what? No, I'm affirming peace.
Mm.
Like always, and that's like my constant. I'm constant, like almost every morning, I'm like affirming peace.
Mm.
I'm also affirming just being assertive.
Mm.
Because I feel like I'm the kind of person who's, I tend to be afraid of like asserting myself. I'm afraid to kind of just like have a stance that might be, that someone might find, like, I don't know, abrasive, you know, but I need to assert myself, you know? So, and sometimes it's going to make me uncomfortable, but I'm asserting that strength to be assertive. I'm affirming that strength to be assertive, Yeah. So those are my two main things. Oh, you know what? No, my third thing is just to be more intentional about my writing. So I guess that could be an affirmation too. And not just writing like on my blog, but like writing personally, like reflecting, being introspective, journaling.
I hear you. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks. Wow, really put me on the spot there, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not going to, you can't leave me hanging. Well, so what are you looking forward to? Because your birthday is in the Ember month too. So go ahead.
My birthday is still far. My year doesn't begin yet. But I think, well, I didn't really think about this and I realized how hard it is. But I think for me, my next steps would be, or I would be affirming a lot of clarity. Just clarity for what I want or what this next time is about to be. So I talk about this a lot and it's kind of my thing. It's my flex, so y'all should allow me. But I'm a strong believer in time. I very much believe in time and things. I feel it and I'm very connected to it. I think I'm looking forward and I'm affirming a lot of clarity in the next in these next couple of months, but even within my next year. In addition to that, I think it's a lot of, in addition to that, I would say strength. I just feel like these years and maybe my mid-20s or whatever, there's a lot of unraveling that's happening and it takes a lot of strength to go through things, but also kind of, as you're saying, if it's to be assertive or even just assertive to yourself and all of these things, it comes with a lot of strength and power as well. So I would say I'm looking forward to those many moments where I assert my strength, however they might look. So it might look as strong as people might perceive it to be, but it might look as weakness of however people perceive it to be. But I know that it takes a lot of strength every day, you know? So those, I would say those would be two things that I'm thinking about.
I absolutely love that. I really, really love that. I'm probably going to write down the last bit of what you said. But if I had this discussion with a friend the other day, and she said something that I really, really like. She said, "I just want to allow myself to be soft." And, you know, people say that a lot, but, like, what does that mean? And so she explained herself and said, she doesn't want anything to make her resilient. Like, she doesn't want to go through anything that's going to, like, cause her to have to harden or need to be resilient. Like, this next year, she just wants to stay soft. And I'm like, I mean, you know, you can't control what happens in the universe, right? But, I mean, I hear that. I hear that. It's not every time, oh, what doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
Absolutely.
You know what? Sometimes, just leave me alone.
Yeah. Let me just be.
Let me just be.
I remember, though, that, and maybe we'll do this maybe in our last episode because we like to do a lot of reflection, but I remember going into 2019, I was like, I'm just looking forward to this year to be like, my life before was pretty okay. I was doing fine. Like, I'm just looking for a swift. I hope nothing is too crazy in 2019 and my year just kind of, it's been interesting. But
I feel like that's what happens. Like, you go into, especially when you're not expecting it, like, you have it where you think the year is going to go and it's like, psych, you thought.
I was gonna agree with you on the writing as well. I think I'm doing a few things that is challenging how comfortable I am with, like, I guess writing and sharing my writing, but also just not being lazy, I think, as well, is one of the key pieces. I really want to challenge that and hopefully next year actually maybe take up some classes and stuff like that. But I guess it's when I see how beautiful people write and just put their ideas together, I'm just like, wow, I'm in awe of your awesomeness.
I'm telling you. Man, good writing is just so impressive, man. Because I saw it be making you feel things.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So, another short-ish episode.
Wow, 47 minutes.
Coming from us. Yeah. So we hope that if you got to this point, you enjoyed it. To keep up with our episodes and to find Yeah, to keep up with our episodes, sorry y'all, I'm forgetting my outro here. To keep up with our episodes, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or on SoundCloud if you listen on Google Podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Well, Google Spotify. Play.
Damn it. Google Play. Google Play. We're also there. And then we're on social media, Twitter, Instagram. Come say hi, chat with us. We also post our episodes there that link to our various other platforms. Yeah, we're there at Our Fave Pods. Yeah, Mofi, where can everyone find you?
Y'all can find me. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Miss Badmus. And no one should come for me for any hot takes that might have spread across this episode. Like, your girl was wilding.
Per usual.
But you can find me there and come talk to me. And I'm on Instagram at Mofi's Book Collection.
Yeah, and y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at TIIESE. If you have any complaints, direct them to Mofi. You can read my travel blog, samefootprints.com. Until next time, y'all, don't forget to find something to be grateful for.
Bye. Bye.